time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
I do think it's time for gossip. I'm ready. Are you? Okay. Jennifer Garner spent Saturday with her boyfriend, John Miller, and gave him a kiss before he left her home. So any reports that she's getting back with Ben Affleck are probably bogus, and we already knew that. Stevie Nicks is working on her first album of new original material in 14 years. And one of the songs is about her friendship with Prince. Oh, what? That's like really poignant news on the anniversary, the 9-year anniversary of Prince's death today. Dave Grohl made an appearance, a surprise appearance, during Coachella's second weekend, joining the LA Philharmonic for a sweeping performance of Everlong.
Come down and race away with me.
Is it me, or is it giving like Tom Jones? Yeah, I'm feeling Tom Jones here. It sounds like a Vegas lounge singer. Hilarious. Okay, Benson Boone also trolled the Coachella crowd with a cardboard cutout of Brian May because they did not embrace Brian May enough, he thought, when they performed the other night or a week ago. So Lady Gaga also had microphone troubles.
I'm sorry my mic was broken for a second. At least you know I sing live. And I guess all we can do is our best, right? I'm definitely giving you my best tonight. I love you so much.
All right. I do like her. She's always very honest with her fans. There's an AI photo of a Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel ladies with Raven Simone, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya. But fans are a little upset because Hilary Duff isn't on it. Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child and Michelle Williams of Dawson's Creek finally met backstage at Death Becomes Her in New York on Broadway.
Ooh, y'all, we had an amazing show tonight. The crowd was lit. We love lit crowds, and so I've got more things to sign. I always love to bring y'all in on my journey, and of course I've got more of these. Look, I'm gonna sign. You wanna give me one more moment? What do you want?
Who should I make it out to?
Would you make them out to me?
Yeah, that's Michelle Williams pretending to sign an autograph for Michelle Williams. They're ridiculous. Hayden Christensen will appear as Anakin Skywalker in season 2 of Ahsoka. He made a few appearances in digitally de-aged form during season 1. And Keanu Reeves will play the villain in the upcoming Weezer mockumentary film. I can't wait! Snoop Dogg released a video yesterday for Last Dance with Mary Jane. 421, y'all. Besides having Jelly Roll and Dr. Dre, he also included animated depictions of Tom Petty, Bob Marley, and Tupac. And a dirt alert. Okay, I don't get this one. This one's a little, I'm confused. It looks like Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley are an item. I don't believe that. She posted a photo on social media of Billy Ray Cyrus kissing her on Instagram.
Oh, you can tell my lips, you can tell my fingers.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. In the caption, she just wrote "Happy Easter" with a heart emoji. And it's gotten the internet into a tizzy with a lot of people commenting their confusion, much like mine. They co-starred together in the 2022 movie Christmas in Paradise, so they definitely have hung out before, but, like, why? I cannot imagine Elizabeth Hurley, former partner of, what's-his-face? I can't think of his name right now. You know who I'm talking about, Mr. Notting Hill. Hugh Grant. Gosh, I hate it when that happens to me. Anyway, Elizabeth Hurley used to be with Hugh Grant, and then she Billy Ray Cyrus? I don't even know what to say to that. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.